Moraine's big revenue losses came as the result of losing GM, Delphi, and a number of smaller auto parts contracting businesses. To try and compensate for the losses, the city took a number of steps to curb expenditures. Some city employees were laid off, furloughs were implemented for others, and the water park, Splash Moraine, was closed. 2 years ago, IRG, one of the nation's largest industrial landowners in the country, bought the former assembly plant, drew up plans on how to utilize the 400-acre, 4-million-square-foot facility. Now, Mike Davis with Economic Development in Moraine says several smaller warehousing businesses have set up shop there. Those companies haven't created a lot of new jobs, but Davis believes others will follow.
We did, however, have the opportunity to celebrate a ribbon cutting and grand opening of the first true business that we're calling the Pioneer, because they're not really an anchor. They're taking over about 60,000 square feet, but they are the first ones in, and they're presenting the case that others will follow. We're hoping synergy will start to happen at the site. And, you know, as folks come in to look at the facility as a prospective location for them, they're seeing that it can be done.
When GM finally shut its doors in 2008, the final 2,400 or so employees were let go. And so finding a major business to serve as the anchor for that facility and then adding more smaller businesses would go a long way toward repurposing the assembly plant. Davis says that could involve some demolition and the construction of smaller buildings. All of that will be determined by market forces. In the meantime, the city of Moraine will continue to focus on bringing in new businesses into the city. They've made some progress with Heidelberg moving into the former Cooper Tire plant and other companies that have brought about 500 new jobs to the city. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.